Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Truce talks between Israel and Hamas will resume Sunday in Cairo. An Egyptian news TV outlet reported Saturday, citing a security source. VOA's Jill Ramsey reporting.
It's the latest attempt to bring about a pause after nearly 6 months of war in the Gaza Strip. The warring sides have stepped up negotiations mediated by Qatar and Egypt on a six-week suspension of Israel's offensive in return for the proposed release of 40 of the 130 hostages still held by the Palestinian militant group in Gaza. Hamas has sought to parlay any deal into an end to the fighting and a withdrawal of Israeli forces. Israel has ruled this out, saying it would eventually resume efforts to dismantle the governance and military capabilities of Hamas. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on an explosion in the Lebanese side of the Israeli-Lebanon border that wounded several UN observers.
Three United Nations military observers and a Lebanese interpreter were wounded while patrolling the southern Lebanese border with Israel. The UN peacekeeping mission in Lebanon, UNIFIL, said a shell exploded near the observers and that they're all in a stable condition. UNIFIL has said it is carrying out an independent investigation into the explosion. The blast came as clashes between the Israeli military and Hezbollah militants escalated in recent weeks. UNIFIL spokesperson Andrea Tenenti told the AP,
escalation can create miscalculation that could not be controlled and open for a wider conflict.
The three military observers from Chile, Australia and Norway were unarmed. I'm Karen Shamas.
The executive board of the International Monetary Fund has confirmed a deal with Egypt to increase its bailout loan from $3 billion to $8 billion. This is VOA News. Pope Francis on Saturday soldiered through a more than two-hour Easter Vigil Mass in St. Peter's Basilica, one of the longest services in Catholic liturgy, amid renewed concerns about the 87-year-old's frail condition. His voice at times sounded raspy and out of breath. But he read out of all of his prepared texts, including a more than one-page long homily, and he smiled and waved at the congregation as he left in a wheelchair. On Friday, the Pope skipped at the last minute a nighttime procession at Rome's Colosseum, what the Vatican said was a bid to preserve his health ahead of other Holy Week events. Engineers in Maryland are working on the daunting task of removing the remains of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge from the Patapsco River. Crews on Saturday started to cut the first section of twisted steel so it can be loaded onto a barge. Seven floated cranes, 10 tugboats, and 9 barges have been tapped to help. Clearing the river will allow officials to reopen the economically vital port of Baltimore. A massive cargo ship fell the span Tuesday after smashing into a pillar. The bodies of 2 of its 6 workers missing after the collapse were recovered earlier this week, but 4 more have yet to be located and are presumed dead. A Canadian region is preparing for an upcoming influx of solar eclipse viewers. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
A person's voice with just 15 seconds of recording of that person talking. OpenAI says it will not widely release the technology just yet because of the dangers of misuse in an election year. In New Hampshire, authorities are investigating robocalls sent to thousands of voters just before the presidential primary that featured an AI-generated voice mimicking President Joe Biden. While there are a number of startup companies already selling voice cloning technology, OpenAI says their early voice engine testers have agreed to not impersonate a person without their consent and to disclose that voices are AI generated. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The representatives of 2 armed groups in Congo signed solemn pledges this week to both their violence-wrecked country and the wider world, saying we will do better to respect and protect civilians. The envoys made commitments that their forces will work to end sexual violence, food insecurity, conditions of famine, and to ensure greater access to health care. I'm Tommy McNeil.